It's time for the Carter Sisters, Mother Maybelle, Chet Atkins, and his famous guitar.
Put on your
It's time to have a...
What are you trying to do anyhow? Go insult me or something?
No, I'm just trying to tell the folks who you are.
Well, there ain't no sense in that. I'm this Mommy Maybelle's middle-sized young'un, Gene Carter. And just get out of my way here. I'll sing the folks a little old tune. One I got on RCA Victor Records. If you like it, you could buy it sometime. Country girl.
Longest word in the dictionary is?
I ain't got the slightest idea.
Well, it's miles. There's a mile between the S's.
Well, I reckon you're right there, Joe. But, you know, it's my time now. Can you guess how long a minute is?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll try.
Well, you'd better, because it's time for a word from our sponsor. Like this, I reckon.
Now, on the other side of this platter, we've talked about you, Mr. Sponsor, and how your product will fit into our program. Well, now for your information... I'd like to give you a little background on the Carter sisters, Mother Maybelle and Chet Atkins. Mother Maybelle was a member of the old Carter family, whom I'm sure you've heard of many times. They were one of the first groups ever to be signed by RCA Victor Records, and their record sales were always great. The Carter sisters are in true life sisters, and they're daughters of Mother Maybelle. June Carter acts as MC, she has solo records of her own, and she's also heard with Homer and Jethro on many of their record releases. In fact, the entire family are either a soloist or a group on RCA Victor Records. Now, we shouldn't forget Chet Atkins, one of America's greatest guitar players, who acts as the quarterback that helps make the Carter sisters a team ready to carry the sales ball for you. Now, I'll be back later with a few instances of the sales job that the Carter sisters have done for sponsors in the past.
Here's a little that zigzaggy music right now, kind of featuring Anita. Mom and Helen helping out on Don Juan. There's a fella down in Mexico that's a senorita's dream. As a buckle, he's a flopper, but as a lover, he's supreme. with his fancy tobacco. He's just too divine, and he cuts the shine. It doesn't matter where he goes. Come on.
It's hymn time once again. Here's the trio and Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle
thank you.
Sponsor, here's some information which I think will be pleasing to your ear. The Carter sisters have played personal appearances throughout the greater portion of the United States. And every place they've gone, they've met with tremendous response. They've made many guest artist spots, such as the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, this might bring about a question in your mind. We all know they're hill folks and go great guns in the South, but we can assure you that their greatest personal appearances have been in such states as Pennsylvania and Ohio. In case you don't believe in program ratings, you certainly believe in results. And here we'd like to say that the Carter sisters drew 9,000 box tops from one broadcast alone. We hope we've helped enlighten you and the rest assured that your Carters do have sales know-how. Oh, by the way, in case you were wondering, this entire message was less than 150 words. That's the amount allowed for just one of your messages. But now back to the show.
I tell you, I reckon we've about run out of picking and saying time here. But if the good Lord's willing and if that old creek don't rise, we'll be back again sometime real soon.
In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines.
Listening to radio's famous Carter sisters, Mother Maybelle, Chet Atkins, and yours truly, Joe Slattery. Your announcer will tell you when to look for us again. Thanks a lot for having us in. So long, everybody.